So now as we come into our practice, taking postures that are nice and wakeful, and we might engage with that tree imagery and be the tree again, if that's how you are working with it, as a way to feel very rooted and balanced and strong, resilient, and beautiful, as we all are, as this earth is. Remembering your intentions for today. Remembering our intentions to open with interest and friendliness. And as you sit or stand here or even lie down, feel into the unconditional support of the earth. Sensations from gravity. Feel to the breathing unconditionally from the atmosphere. And appreciating that as we breathe, we are breathing the planet. We breathe in the oxygen from the trees and other plants. We breathe out what we don't need, extra oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and so on. And the trees take it up, especially the carbon dioxide, and make it into more tree, more green, more oxygen. As we breathe, we are very much part of the living, breathing earth. That might feel kind of satisfying, pleasant. Might bring a little bit of a smile of goodwill towards yourself and this earth. And so breathe for a while with this. Perhaps invoking your tree again, your grove of trees, breathing with them. And so now, engaging in some observation, combining observation with experiences of awe. So, A for awe, thinking of something of the earth that's really awesome. And W, letting it really fill you with wonder. And then E, experience it. Really notice it in your body, mind, and heart. Really absorb it as you experience it, enrich it. So let's begin with something big, something global, like the Earth globe itself. You've seen pictures of it from space. Taking in that image in your mind's eye, or just sense into it, and how truly awesome it is. This blue planet. Let yourself go to other large aspects of the earth that really fill you with awe and appreciation. The sky, ocean, mountains. Take an item one by one, let it fill you with awe as you imagine it, and let that awe swell into wonder. And really experience it in body, mind, and heart. When you're ready, see if you can move from the global to the particular, something quite small, a flower, a petal of a flower, a leaf, an insect, butterfly's wings, song of a robin. Being awestruck by the multiplicity of beings on this planet. From the whales, to the songbirds, to the insects. appreciating too with awe our fellow humans. Can we take a moment to remember our ancestors, without which we wouldn't be warm or cool, have proper clothing, dishes, sanitation, refrigeration. Being awestruck too by the wonder of friendship, community, intimacy, children. Being awestruck as well by the trees, the various plants, flowers, the crops that become food, all of these wondrous things that help us make for a beautiful planet. Letting ourselves be filled with wonder as we experience each of these items and bring them into our body, hearts, and mind. Let's remember too the inanimate life of this planet, the mountains, the rocks, all the different amazing minerals which are inside our bodies. Iron and copper and zinc and selenium. And which get manipulated into tools that help us and also provide tremendous beauty. And noticing too the water from little creeks and streams to rivers, lakes, oceans, and our own bodies. Appreciating this earth, our relationship to it, all that it provides. And really noticing how nourishing it is to be in a place of appreciation rather than complaint. Listening to this poem to finish up has an interesting name. After Ada Limon's instructions for not giving up. Pardon me. Take just one small maple nose. Oh, I'll just say, I think here in Canada, we call them maple keys. That's what she's talking about. Pardon me. Start over again. Take just one small maple nose off your car, even, where the wipers smear it into yellow streaks. Don't curse at sisters for their mess. Don't sweep them violently from the cement path or rake them with rage from the front grass. No, pick just one green piece from the path, tenderly, as if picking up a baby bird, a piece of beach glass, a gemstone, clapped free from its engagement ring. Pick it up with both fingers and place it gingerly in the palm. Look at it as if it wasn't the mess it makes or the work it wields, and rather reflect on how alike it is, witness and witnesser, green thing and greenhorn. See if you can leave behind the chores in your head that mark your messy relationship. See if you can consider it seed-like, a new thought that will turn work to wonder. Tomorrow's task to today's green buds of now.